Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and we're broadcasting worldwide on this Wednesday, the 28th day of August, 2013, worldwide transmission. And we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. Mark Moreno will pop in for 30 minutes from Climate Depot to look at the big push to bring carbon taxes into a higher level. Obama raising the cost of carbon in a microwave regulation, didn't even sign an executive order that would be unconstitutional. But the big news, obviously, is the Syria situation. Funny that in this day in history, back in 1916, on the 28th day of August, World War I, Italy declares war on Germany. So really the kickoff of World War I started right around this time, back in 1916. Always a good time to get a war going for the upcoming fall. Always good for the kleptocrats to have a bunch of no-bid contracts. They've learned that a lot can happen while everybody's distracted and diverted with a war. Now, coming up here on the transmission today, we're going to look at lawmakers have signed a petition asking Obama to seek congressional approval for Syria strike. 56 bipartisan House members have demanded President Obama follow the Constitution. Yeah. A couple years ago with Libya, they said, we've got NATO approval and UN approval, even though they didn't really even have UN approval, to do this. When you don't need NATO or UN approval to have a military action, it's Congress under the Constitution, under federal law. It is a high crime, impeachable offense, big time. That's not debated, by the way. That's on record. No one debates that. But they had top generals. In fact, will you guys ask McBreen? He has that actually clipped out for Obama deception, the specific clip I want. I forgot to tell him this morning to ship that clip over Panetta when he was the head of Secretary of Defense last year, saying, hey, we don't need Congress to attack Syria if we want. When they were saying, hey, you didn't get approval for Libya. So we forget that's gone on. That is a big, big, big deal. And so now there's not even UN approval for this. So this is the presidency becoming a dictatorship. That doesn't mean Obama will stay in office. It means the office itself and the bureaucracy and the corporate interests that control it are entirely rogue. Here's the big news, though. And I started saying this the last few days, but now it's clear even in mainstream media. There is a all-out rout right now of the warmongers on the left and the right, John McCain, Obama, all of them. There is a total rout going on right now with even Sean Hannity and now Glenn Beck coming out and saying this could cause World War III. We need anti-war protesters on the streets. And our government is backing Al-Qaeda against Assad. The globalists have finally jumped the shark. They have finally gone so over the top with jihadis blowing up churches all over the Middle East, from Libya to Egypt to Syria, and engaging in just every form of massacre you can imagine. And then the videos of them last week loading the chemical weapons, uploading it on longtime jihadi sites, Zawahiri, the head of Al-Qaeda, praising the West for what they're doing. I mean, this has reached beyond Twilight Zone. This is Twilight Zone on PCP with electroshock. I mean, this is pink elephants floating around, pigs flying, Easter bunnies rising from the dead, dogs and cats living with each other, wrath of God type stuff. So we're going to be breaking all this down today, and of course taking your phone calls as well, and looking at what the call for a Syria war is doing to the world's stock markets as well. Strap yourselves in. Please tell your friends and family to tune in right now to the free video and audio feeds at InfoWars.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Guys, I have one question for you. Are you ready? I mean, really ready. Like 24/7 ready to deliver when and where it counts? Look. Success in anything in life takes planning. And if you want to deliver a rock star performance every time, you need one simple game plan. Enzyte 24/7. Just one capsule daily is all it takes to ensure you maintain peak performance and are ready to go whenever and wherever. Even better, Enzyte 24/7 is giving away a trial pack to every guy that calls today. Millions of men already count on the potent ingredient in Enzyte 24/7. Don't miss your chance to be unforgettable every time. Give it a try. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Call 800-579-2606. 800-579-2606. Call for your free trial pack now. 800-579-2606. That's 800-579-2606.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are going to obviously be covering the huge geopolitical ramifications today of just about imminent air bombardments with jet aircraft and cruise missiles of the sovereign nation of Syria. But I want to make something clear here directly out of the gates today before we break all this down and go to your phone calls. And it's this. There has been a war going on against Syria for 2 years and 9 months, using brigades of Saudi Arabian and Qatari and Egyptian as well as Libyan Wahhabists, the folks hired by the British to overthrow governments 98 years ago, the people hired 60-something years ago by Hitler to overthrow governments. They were nobodies until the British hired them, a few bands, warlike bands, in Saudi Arabia, with Saudi Arabia today. So when they talk about, oh, the terrible stuff going on in Syria, and oh, The army massacring citizens and never showing real evidence of that. The Syrian military is fighting military. And then the Al-Qaeda forces are chopping people's hearts out, burning down every church they get, murdering Christians, murdering Jews, murdering Alawite Muslims, murdering Shiite Muslims. Folks, I'm not an Alawite. I'm not a Shiite. I'm not a Sunni. I am a Christian. But those are all human beings, and I'm upset no matter whether they're Sunni or Shiite or Alawite or Christian, Coptic, Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, whatever. They're all human beings. And so to sit there and to watch somebody like Secretary of State Kerry say, we know they did it, without saying the name Assad or the regime, and we know there's clear evidence, and then he says the clear evidence 6 minutes into the 7 minute speech 2 days ago at Soqi is, we don't know who did it, but we know it happened, so we've got to invade. And then the media went with Kerry saying that they had proof Assad did it. Folks, they know their rebels did it. And it came out yesterday in the foreign press, in the Egyptian press, and in the U.S. press via WorldNet Daily and InfoWars and other sites like that, with the videos of last week when the chemical attack happened, that day and the day before. Turns out that the attack happened before they said it did. In one case, it looks like there was multiple attacks. They were uploading the videos of themselves loading the mortars onto the systems and firing the mortars, the chemical mortars, into the neighborhoods. And then the whole media, the Saudi Arabian TV network, they're priming it. The Saudi Arabian head of intelligence went to Russia and openly threatened. We're going to get to this coming up. And this has gotten no attention. Steve Watson wrote about it yesterday. Paul Watson said this morning he couldn't believe it got no attention. And actually said on record in a council meeting with the leaders of Russia, we're going to activate the Chechen terrorists we control. By the way, the same ones the West has been funding. The Tsarnaev brothers were part of that. The older brother paid by the CIA to go over there, definitely a double agent, bare minimum. The Boston bombing cutouts, the patsies, clearly. Said, we're going to start blowing up all sorts of stuff in Russia if you don't back off in Syria. And in fact, that's the deals that have been made over and over again, is that, well, the West has said they made deals with Russia, but Russia says they haven't made the deal, that they've been offering the deal, that they will leave the entire southern belly of Russia alone, more than six different stands that border them, and then several areas like Chechnya that are officially part of Russia. There's more than like 15 states, last time I checked, that they've infiltrated with Muslims, Muslim extremists, that they will not destabilize Russia if they give them Syria. But Russia knows that's not true. So for someone who's geopolitically informed, it is beyond frustrating to know the facts and to understand what's going on and to see the public being led around by the nose about it's terrible, Assad's crushing activists and protesters. I know you've seen them say that on the news. I've seen them the last week. Four or five times, I don't even watch CNN. We just kind of keep it on in the coffee area. Fox in here, MSNBC over in that area, CNBC in another office, so we can kind of monitor it. So when I say I don't watch it, we just kind of monitor it. We don't really full-time watch it. And every time I'm walking by, it's like, well, Assad's killing more activists and more of the protesters. They're still calling them protesters and not heavily armed with heavy and medium weapons, heat-seeking missiles, tow missiles, the list goes on and on, obviously being given Western coordination with the satellite and the GPS, CIA commandos, British commandos, Qatari commandos, Australian commandos reportedly, mercenaries, French Foreign Legion, they're big, pouring in the last 6 months of the two-and-a-half-plus-year conflict. So it's like watching the West start a fight, 10 bullies pile up and start beating Syria to a pulp. They're slaughtering everybody when they get control, unless they're Al-Qaeda types. They're eating hearts on TV. It's unbelievable. They're killing children, choking them to death on television. Stuff we post on InfoWars, but that I can't even watch anymore. Because, quite frankly, I've become enraged and then become a total jerk here at the office. I'll be honest. I mean, because I have humanity. This stuff gets to me because deep down I understand if that can happen to them, it can happen to my family. People think of empathy as some loving Christian value. Really, it's just good instincts, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want a bunch of bad, evil stuff going on. And I see all these yuppies and people that think they're going to be immune from all of this on our viral YouTube videos from the daytime radio show, the video feed that are posted with hundreds of thousands of views the last few days per video. I see the yuppies in there making jokes about how it's a big deal that our government's behind rebels launching a chemical attack. And that top experts like Dr. Corsi and Dr. Roberts and so many others, by the way, they've got top British ministers in the news saying, back off, this can cause World War III. The hawks are saying that. General Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who's known for being a warmonger compared to his counterparts, the last three or four they kicked out that wouldn't go along with it, and the head of CENTCOM, Fox Fallon, and other people that have actually been in a lot of combat, they have been holding back all this craziness because they know it can lead to World War III. But the neocons, some of the people in Israel, some of the warmongers here in the U.S., they want this, folks. Israel has now produced phone calls of the Syrian defense minister yelling at their chemical troops, which are anti-chemical but also know how to use chemical. It's always both ways. Who's doing this? What's going on? And they're using that as an example of saying, see, they're behind it. No, they're now released the phone calls to the U.S. government. They're probably going to play them on the news. Edited, of course, but they admit in the article Paul Watson's got with the links, but it's also in the Israeli papers, that it's the head general yelling at the chemical corps saying, did you do this? What's going on? We told you no chemicals. Which shows Assad would not do this. That's the evidence that Assad did it, is the evidence that they're yelling at him. And, of course, that's what you do when you're like, did you do this? What is going on? What's going on? Of course they're panicking because they've been told they're going to be attacked if this happens. The last thing, and Israel is, elements of Israel are using this as a pretext to try to get this party started. And look, fortune favors the bold. I get that for some of the Israeli hawks. But, man, let me tell you something. You don't start World War III with Russia and China. Just knock it off. And the same thing goes for Obama and the other crazy hawks like McCain, trying to give him right cover, you know, coming out and saying, it's your fault there was a chemical attack. You didn't do anything the last three times. And so you did this, Obama, trying to give him left cover with his people by giving him right cover. But ladies and gentlemen, it's on record the last three chemical attacks were the rebels. That even came out in mainstream news here in the United States. Because the rebels are so out of control that they love to videotape everything they do to be like rock stars in their area. That's I mean, you know all the jihadi videos that are out there forever, blowing up stuff. It goes back to attacking the Russians in the stands, and they would videotape that back in the late 70s and the 80s, blowing up armored vehicles and tanks and shooting at helicopters. They love videotaping. So they're like going, for Bin Laden, next we kill America. This is in the Arabic. Hundreds of these videos. Firing every weapon you can imagine, including chemical mortars, big ones. Last week, it is unbelievable. And that's why, here's the bombshell news, and I'm going to cover this when we come back. That's why the Congress, the British government, the French are like foaming at the mouth for a political diversion. Disgusting. Notice they won't get involved in all these other wars, but suddenly something might cause World War III. The French government is just totally evil. Bunch of communists run it right now. 100% plus taxes on the middle class, but the ultra-elite are exempt. By the way, I'm not joking. Type in 100 plus percent tax. You'll get Forbes, AP, Reuters. Who did Obama hire as his new tax czar? The communist head of Hollandaise program. They want to wreck everything, ladies and gentlemen. They are the ultimate criminals. So we're going to be right back on the other side of this quick break, where Congress is saying, look, we love our grandchildren. We don't want nuclear war, Obama.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is hurricane and wildfire season again? Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for 2 adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of 4. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order 2 or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal minds.
West farmer, I make a living off the land.
All right, my friends, we are back live. Thank you for joining us. I want to be specific and clear here with everybody. We are seeing, regardless of what happens, one of the most historic things that's ever gone on, not just in the United States, but worldwide. And I'm going to go through these numbers in a moment. There are polls coming out, not just in the U.S., showing 91% of Americans in scientific polls are against this war, and it's the most unpopular war probably in U.S. history. But polls in Europe are showing similar numbers. And very quickly, we're seeing the alternative media in the last few days force the government and the mainstream media to follow our lead and admit that our government is funding al-Qaeda, that NATO is funding al-Qaeda, that elements of the British and French and Israeli government are supporting al-Qaeda, and that this is beyond immoral. And the Saudi Arabian ministers are in public conferences threatening the Russians to basically start a war with them, a covert war. Will the United States and NATO bombard areas of southern Russia and eastern Russia? If Russia goes in to fight the rebels, will they call Chechen al-Qaeda rebels demonstrators, activists? I mean, that's what they do. They kill police and military every day in Egypt. And our government is backing them publicly and calling them demonstrators. They called them demonstrators, killed 25 police 2 weekends ago. That was the headline. Demonstrators shoot and kill so that they can make them the nonviolent good guys. It's like when Carney calls it non-lethal, lethal kinetic actions. There's no such thing as non-lethal, lethal when they drop bombs on you. This is the weird games they play. And the thing is, no one's buying their propaganda anymore. This is a collapse of the propaganda. Now, that doesn't mean they won't stage something. In fact, there's news out today. Intelligence shows Syria may stage terror attacks in America because of America talking about bombing them. The last thing Syria would do would be to bomb targets in Europe and the United States to then get public approval behind a full invasion. Even if they get physically invaded by U.S. and NATO ground troops, they would be crazy to strike back. Now, Iran probably will if they get attacked. But I've studied the situation, and all the other analysts agree that's what's going on here. And this, there's a real probability of nuclear war. Russia and China have said they're going to back Syria, and they've moved in heavy weapons, surface-to-air missiles, surface-to-ship missiles, anti-ship missiles that can go 200, 300, 400 miles, and you're not going to stop them. Look at the Falklands War with primitive missiles compared to the things that they've got now and how many British ships they sunk with just 5 missiles they had. So this is a serious situation, and once American ships get hit and there's aircraft carriers on fire, and once there's U.S. aircraft getting shot down, and French and British and German, all the good old boys are going to line up and say, invade that place, blow them up. It's immoral, folks. We have been attacking them. The globalists have been using America to attack and to invade in our name, backing up the most unsavory people. I mean, you've got to say the al-Qaeda jihadis are absolute murdering scum who just use religion as an excuse to go around and take things over. And they murder their fellow Muslims wherever they're at, including Sunnis. They are a gang of criminals. They are Islamo-fascist. And they are funded by our government. And I hope people, I mean, I've been on so many big talk shows the last few weeks, big conservative shows, and they always apologize to me. Big regional shows, national shows. They say, well, you used to say our government was running al-Qaeda and running the jihadis. I see it's true. I see it's true. And so let's go back and look at this. I didn't want to get up here and have to talk about all this, but it's true. And they use the threat that they supercharge to take our liberties. I mean, once you look at it logically, it all makes perfect sense. It's globalist offshore banks who make money out of wars and destabilization and can take liberties and sell robots to every police department to disarm bombs, and then they have bomb scares they stage. This is how they take over. When we come back, I got a raft of clips we're going to play, breaking all this down and going through the entire stack of news on what's happening in Syria. But I've got to say, America is awake. America is awake. 91% are against Obama.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for 2 adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of 4. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order 2 or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hey, I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Thinking while I was reading comments on InfoWars.com and on YouTube on videos from the show the last few days with all these top geopolitical experts, people involved in disarmament deals with the Soviets like Dr. Roberts, high-level Reagan administration, people like Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's done international relations as well, about the danger of nuclear war. Now they've got top British ministers saying the same thing that are conservative, understanding how serious this is. Russia and China saying they'll go to war with NATO. After our governments and defense contractors have sold them all our latest technology, that's a really good idea. I mean, even if you're evil and want to start World War III, don't do it with somebody that is going to absolutely probably destroy the world. We will be lucky if it doesn't kill all life on land and most stuff in the ocean, many analysts have broken down with a full-scale, total commitment, 40,000 nuclear weapons going off. And that's just the big ones. And then all the super weapons getting drug out. I mean, it is not a good idea. And I see these yuppies. I would go over this morning. I woke up at about 3 a.m. I couldn't sleep. So I've been so concerned about all this. And I'm somebody who's always been able to sleep like a dead king, you know, just never getting up again, basically. Firecrackers can be going off outside, helicopters, whatever. I don't get up. And I woke up at about 3:30 and couldn't go back to bed. So I guess right now it's kind of like the evening for me, but I'll be up till late tonight working. And I was just thinking about how much danger society is. I'm going in and looking at my children asleep in bed, and the lab was sitting there on the couch looking at me, wondering why I was walking around and waking it up. And then I went at about 5 a.m. and said, oh, I can't go back to sleep, and started reading news. And I saw the people on YouTube, and I would go to their websites, and they were real people that were concerned about Miley Cyrus or concerned about whatever the latest hype was. And I would go to their YouTube channel to see if they were a real person and not a sock puppet. Sometimes they are, or government or corporate person there to distract and basically sow dissension, as the Pentagon and CIA admits they're doing domestically now under Obama's orders. That's all public now. And they were real people, commenting on petty things, obsessed with being stupid, obsessed with not caring, kind of that attitude, that spirit of nihilistic foolishness, of eat, drink, and be morons for tomorrow we die. But a nihilist knows tomorrow we die, at least. These are beyond nihilists. They worship at the altar of being ignorant and then attacking and laughing at those that are informed, intelligent, and virtuous. And I realize they are jealous inherently of serious people. They are jealous inherently of people that care and want to make the world a better place. That's really what it is. And of course, 96, 97% of people were upvoting the videos. But I just use it as a sociological study of the people that were making jokes about it, going, you idiots, there's not going to be any nuclear war. Go in your basement and, do this and that to yourself. Ah, ha, ha, you morons. There's no threat. Well, let me tell you, there's a threat to the people in Syria, the estimated 200,000+, most of them civilians, killed by al-Qaeda. The little kids murdered in front of their parents. The dads made a suicide bomb or their whole families killed. The church is blown up. The Coptic priest, the Catholic priest being murdered. The burning cities. It's kind of like if your neighbor's got a bankruptcy, out of work, having their house repossessed, it's a recession. But if it's happening to you, it's a depression. This is a real thing happening over there, and they're making jokes about that. And they make jokes about videos showing dead kids, and they think it's funny. And then they make jokes about all these experts we have on saying this could spur World War III. They think it's funny. We barely have stopped World War III at least three times on record. The most famous, of course, is the Cuban Missile Crisis, where it came within minutes of both sides blasting each other off the map. And there are all sorts of genetic engineering, open-air projects with crops that are already causing horrible degenerative diseases in the human population. The cancer rates are already up on average over 3,000%. Pediatric, on average, over 10,000%. Some are up hundreds of thousands percentage because they didn't exist before. I mean, go look at the numbers. We're already in a crisis. And I realized, I had this epiphany at 5 a.m. sitting there reading all this, that it's like mass mental illness. The elite have what these people have. They don't think there's any genetic engineering with all these gene guns creating thousands of new mutations a day all over the world. They don't think any of that is a danger. They don't think that the fluoride in the water is bad, even though there's all the Harvard studies showing it's brain damaging them, giving them cancer. They don't care about the IQs physically dropping. It's not just education. We're dumber. We're poisoned. They don't care about forced abortion all over the world under the UN. They don't care about eugenics and forced sterilization going on all over the U.S. on record currently. They don't care if their neighbor gets tasered to death. They don't care if Detroit goes bankrupt. They don't care if some company goes under. They always go, well, why do I care? I don't work there. Because it affects you, moron. We're all interconnected. These people just don't get it. They're totally disconnected from reality. And then we're here trying to stop World War III as best we can. Not because we want to be heroes. We want to have a future. Because they also go, oh, the heroes are going to save us from World War III. You jerks are always saying there's going to be doom and gloom. No, we've got hope. The world loves their grandchildren. Many generals in NATO, in our own military, are speaking out and getting in trouble for it, saying this is a horrible idea. It could cause World War III. People that really know how things work are very concerned. And to sit there and watch you people make jokes when they could extinct this planet is absolutely outrageous on so many fronts, it makes my head spin. That there are so many serious threats incrementally to the species with the soft kill systems, with the ambient background tyranny and police state being turned up, but all of that even pales. With the thermonuclear threat, the genetic engineering threat, all of this stuff that's already causing incredible problems. But because the media doesn't make a big issue out of it, the sheeple tend to think it's all funny. Or even if the media does cover it, they still just laugh at it until they get diagnosed at 25 with cancer. Until their 18-year-old girlfriend gets diagnosed with stomach cancer or brain cancer. I mean, everybody I know has young people in their family dying right now of cancers that were unknown 50 years ago. And I know exactly where most of them came from. SV40, that's in most of the vaccines, a bioweapon virus they developed back in the 50s, and it's the old reliable. Taken out of cancer patients, out of immortal cell lines. Zombies and people aren't real, but individual cells can be literal zombies. You cannot kill them except with fire. And they inject that into all of us, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I am sitting here, look up immortal cell lines, you think I'm joking. This is the type of stuff that they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is combining viruses then with apes and then injecting it back into us. It is unspeakable what's already going on. But even the globalists that are a bunch of lovers of death understand the hot fire will consume them. They're not going to get out of what they're going to do. They're not going to escape it. They're not going to get out of this. They say God destroyed the earth with water. The next time we'll be with fire. Will God let our own evil rulers do it to us as the hand of judgment? I don't know. But I know this. I'm going to work to stop it and to warn people about what's happening. But it is sheer madness that this spirit of not caring. Used to, if a reactor was melting down or leaking, they would freak out, fix it. It'd be a big deal. Now 91% of reactors, look it up, the International Atomic Energy Agency admits, 91% of the 400-plus reactors are leaking deadly uranium and plutonium and other byproducts all over the world. They just don't care now. They've now, all over the U.S., turned the big alarms off because it scares populated areas when they off-gas radiation. They used to, by federal law, have alarms. Get to safe zone. Radiation leak. Radiation leak. They've turned them off now. Look that up. Now they've admitted that Fukushima's been leaking the whole time, worse than they told the public. That's out in the news today. And people joke. They go, oh, you ought to be thankful for the radiation. Oh, it's no big deal. Oh, it's healthy for you. The Japanese government, smile. It'll make it not hurt you. I mean, I'm not joking if you're a new listener. We played that video last week. And that audio for radio listeners. And I realize these are people who are so self-centered and so nihilistic that then once you're like that, you don't care about anybody anymore. And you don't have a feeling of community and kinship with your ancestors and with your current family and your children and then with those to come. That feeling of humanity. I'm going to die. I won't always be here, but my great-great-grandchildren will. Wow, imagine what they'll see and do. And I love them. I want them to exist. I have this shared connection to the past, the present, and the future. My humanity, my spirit cries out against this. the butchering of the genetic code of the planet, the vandalization of the human genome, all the horrible things, DARPA coming out with an extra chromosome in humans, and they're already mixing humans with animals so they can say they don't have rights and then harvest their organs, so technically there's no human clones, they've just had human-animal clones for 25 years, you know. And, oh, by the way, we didn't tell you, ha, ha, ha. I mean, we're in a Buck Rogers science fiction crazy land. And then I'll get pulled over by some young rookie cop. Come over. You were going 10 miles over. What's in the car? You do drugs? How you doing, Alex? You know, you're kind of a kook. I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of a kook. I know all his programming. I know his whole mindset. I know everything he's going to basically say. He'll never really develop. He's on a power trip with petty power that someone with real power would be ashamed to abuse. And meanwhile, I know he's being injected with bioweapons when he gets vaccines. So is his whole family. I care about him, but I can't help him. He's gone. He's on a power trip. It's over for him. You know, it just comes to the point of Rachel Maddow. I don't hate her. I just know she's some narcissistic, power-tripping person up there that's part of the whole fake reality they project to keep people from ever realizing what's really going on. But in all of this, in the horrible news, that until 1990 they wouldn't let troops use DU, but they did after. And why do I mention that every week? Because every Pentagon report by their scientists said this will kill whoever uses it. It ignites in the barrel. You breathe it. It'll take decades off your life anytime you use this. This will kill most people that are around it by their 50s. They're going to have failed kidneys where it precipitates out, lung cancer. Do not use this. And they said, okay, let us have it deployed on the Eastern Front in case the Russians ever 10-to-1 superiority pour across, so our troops will have super bullets in their 50 cals and stuff to take out tanks. And the scientists said, don't even do that. It's mission creep. Sure enough, it was deployed by the 70s in Europe, never used, couldn't even use it on shooting ranges. Now it's used on shooting ranges everywhere. Now just don't worry about it. Don't even wear a mask when you use DU, boys. Don't even wash your face. I mean, it's a death sentence. That's the same thing. Oh, Alex, genetic engineering is not going to hurt us. Oh, there's not going to be a nuclear war ever. I mean, it's this attitude of maniacs. And then you go to the airport and there's some, you know, minimum, they're not minimum wage, they're like 50, 60 grand a year or whatever, power-tripping person who couldn't get a minimum wage job, acting like you're a terrorist. They've had some 8-hour course where they can read your mind. They can't even read the back of a cereal box. Staring at you on an imperious power trip. And it's just a stupid victim. And you want to warn them. So now I do. I go, the government staged 9/11. This is all a fraud. The government ships in all the narcotics. And they go, please, sir, just no scanner for you. Go on through. Because then suddenly the power trip's over. The game's over. The wake-up call is there. I mean, I cannot sit there while cops go around acting like there's terrorists everywhere and the TSA wants to stick their hands down my wife's pants, or my children's for that matter, so I can't fly anywhere with my family while the government runs Al-Qaeda. I mean, it makes me want to throw up. They think we're so stupid. They have chemical attacks in front of us and uploaded to known jihadi YouTubes that have been up for years. All that stuff, oh, Bin Laden, oh, firing them at the Syrian troops. And then our government goes, it doesn't matter if that's out. We'll just go with it. We control the press. They won't report it. We'll just ignore Infowars.com. We'll just ignore WorldNetDaily.com. We'll just ignore DrudgeReport.com. We'll just ignore anybody that covers this. They don't even care that everybody, but here's the good news. 91% in a major poll. There's a bunch of others coming out. None of the polls have more than 15% support here in the U.S. for this atrocity. You have lost even the sheeple. And so with all this bad news and scary news, everybody deep down understands we're all in danger. Everybody can feel it. If you've got any guts, any spirit, any discernment, if you're not a complete selfish moron, when you're selfish, folks, you lose your soul. And by lose your soul, it starts shrinking. It starts dying. Your shadow gets taller than your soul, to use the old English saying, where you shrink in and become more and more self-centered and mindless like Gollum until you don't care about anything but your own little mental illness. But when you start caring about others, that's when your mind opens up because now you are a human. And they don't ever want you to get to that point. That's why they want you dependent, unhappy, plugged into your television set, being brain damaged by the globalist. Now, I haven't even gotten to the huge stack of news yet. I'll do it after the break. But I want to go out to break with last year, the House and Senate both had these hearings saying to the Secretary of Defense, Panetta, you have to get approval to attack Assyria. And they said, we're not going to get it from you. Well, now Congress is saying you will get it or we're going to impeach. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
You know, again, our goal would be to seek international permission, and we would come to the Congress and inform you and determine how best to approach this, whether or not we would want to get permission from the Congress. I think those are issues we would have to discuss as we decide what to do here.
Well, I'm almost breathless about that.
That's a coup right there.
Because what I heard you say is we're going to seek international approval, and they will come and tell the Congress what we might do, and we might seek congressional approval.
They should be arrested right on the spot.
Say to you, that's a big dish. When you agree, you've served in the Congress.
And then he doesn't agree.
Would you agree that that's... would be pretty breathtaking to the average American, so would you like to clarify that?
But I've, I've also served with Republican presidents and Democratic presidents who have always reserved the right to defend this country if necessary.
But you, before we do this, you would seek permission of the international authorities.
If we're working with an international coalition,
we'll be right
back. Working with NATO.
You hear that? They say they get their orders from NATO, ladies and gentlemen.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes, anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no churning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Syrian Prime Minister warns country will become a graveyard for invaders. Does Obama know he's fighting on Al-Qaeda's side? Asks one of the top British newspapers, The Independent. Strikes likely to trigger terrorist attacks against the United States, says Israel. Then it can take more of our rights, see how the false flag works, and divert from all of Obama's scandals. Israel calls up reservists after threats. Report calls intercepts proof that nerve gas was used. Yeah, well, we know nerve gas was used. We know the rebels did it. So that's why they say it doesn't matter who did it. They need to invade now because of nerve gas. Jordan says they won't help. They already are. Also, Al-Qaeda-linked group behind Benghazi trains jihadists for Syria. UN says wait 4 days. And again, I'm a big critic of the United Nations. It's mainly a puppet organization of the globalist. But it's funny how Obama says he can attack people because of UN approval, even if Congress doesn't. But then when the UN gets vetoed by Russia and China on the Security Council, well, now we don't need them either. We don't need Congress, who's really got the authority, and we don't need the UN. And then what is NATO? It's just a treaty organization of the militaries. The militaries are saying they'll do what they want with the executives over them. And who set up NATO? It's Bilderberg, folks. Bilderberg, we're being told, runs our military. This is the globalist coup, with the generals arrogantly staring down members of Congress, and Panetta, extremely arrogant, saying, you know, we attack who we want without approval. And what he's saying is, if like missiles are fired, Congress has already approved to shoot them down and respond. That's what they talk about. You're going back to Plan R and things back in the 60s, which could have been abused by rogue generals like Curtis LeMay that wanted to nuke Russia without approval in 1962. So this is the type of issue that we're dealing with. And now they're back again saying we'll attack without congressional approval. And you've got, here's the articles up on Infowars.com. Obama ignores Congress on approval for Syria attack. 56 bipartisan House members demand president follow Constitution. Congressman Amash says Syria strike unquestionably unconstitutional without congressional approval. Absolutely. I mean, we don't need a congressman to tell us that or the ACLU to tell us warrantless wiretapping is illegal either. Glenn Beck has come out and said this could cause World War III. We need to have anti-war rallies to push back against this, and people need to just ignore politicians like John McCain and President Obama dismissing opposition to intervention as coming from extremists. That's a quote. Well, good job, Glenn Beck. That's good. None of us want our kids dead, do we? You're probably rich enough to actually have a good enough bunker to go live in, but I don't. Okay, Zawahiri to Syrian rebels. Damascus first, then Cairo, then Jerusalem. Hails the Al-Qaeda invasion. That our government, John Baum made the point during the break, he goes, this would be like U.S. World War II soldiers fighting on the side of the Nazis against a country. That's what our military is doing covertly with this. It is unspeakable. Continuing, here's the London Independent I mentioned. Does Obama know he's fighting on Al-Qaeda's side? All for one and one for all should be the battle cry the West goes to war against Assad's Syrian regime. Al-Qaeda vows volcano of revenge over Syrian suspected gas attack. Indian news. Oh, yeah. Al-Qaeda launched that attack. Attack on Syria likely to trigger terrorist acts in the U.S., Israel, Washington Times. Israeli intelligence intercepted Syrian regime talk about chemical attack. Yeah, and when you read the intercepts that they've put out the audio for, it's like, did you do this? What's going on? We didn't order this. Which is the proof they weren't behind it. I mean, they got battle chatter from the top general saying that proves they didn't. Then we'll get into the economic effects of all this. The Syrian conflict could spill over into Iraq, and Brent oil could surge $150 a barrel. That's just some of what's coming up in the second hour, and we'll look at the latest power grab while we're all diverted with this by the greenie weenies with their global taxi waxies.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.